What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Cameron is in San Marcos. Cameron doesn't like spas. So why does her boyfriend keep giving her spa packages for presents? Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Now, most people would say, ooh, I love a spa package. But explain the situation, Cameron.
Okay, so it's been like the third year in a row my boyfriend got me the spa gift certificate for my birthday. And like you said, I'm just not much of a person's just never been my thing.
You know, that's not uncommon. Our producer okay. Jessica's that way. She doesn't really like that kind of thing, and it's just not hers. And I've met several people who, like, I don't like massages. I don't like anybody, you know, touching the back of my neck.
Not me, man. I put the
in
spa.
Me too. Anyway, go ahead, honey.
Well, I told him after, like, the first time he did it, I just was like, hey, love the thought. You know, the thought process behind it. It's just not my thing. And then the second year it happened again, and I didn't really enjoy it the first time, but so I really didn't use it. And then the third year he's done it again. So I'm like just confused, like why he's doing it. And I did bring it up, and I was just like, hey, I told you it's not really my thing. And he just kind of like shrugged his shoulders and said, oh, I forgot. Sorry. I just don't understand how we could forget this like 3 years in a row on like my birthday. And it's kind of like, you know, if we want to do a meaningful gift and we're in a relationship, and I don't want to like be ungrateful about it. But
you feel three strikes, it's kind of out, right?
Right. And it's like, do you not know me enough, you know? I don't know.
Cameron wants to know whether she should love him or list him. You know, as the dude in this conversation, it sounds to me, first time, you know, okay, he didn't know.
Sure.
Okay. And wow. Again, most guys, no offense, Cameron, but most people really do enjoy a spa. Second time, third time, it's very clear, in my opinion, that this is the equivalent of a gift card for him. It's easy, it's quick, it doesn't have any thought, and it doesn't give any thought to what you've told him repeatedly. So, I don't know. Let's see what everybody else has to say, though.
Is he just someone who just doesn't pay that much attention? And then you're wondering, does he not pay that much attention to anything about us? So I totally
right.
get it.
Good point. Is he attentive to other parts of your life, other parts of your relationship?
I think so. I mean, he remembers, like, you know, details, about, you know, about some story I told, like, last week. So I guess it doesn't seem like that big of a problem. But when it's something like, it's my birthday and I have repeatedly told him this, and I just wish he would maybe put more effort into something that, you know, an important day for me, and it's not just like a random story I mentioned last week.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get it. 833-287-1037. What is your advice for Cameron? Is she maybe overthinking it? Maybe he's just that way when it comes to giving gifts, or is it saying more that he doesn't listen to her, clearly, when it comes to something like that. What is your advice? 833-287-1037.
Cameron, while people are getting in touch with us, would you mind hanging tight so you can hear exactly what they're saying and then maybe get you pointed in the right direction?
For sure.
All right, cool. Hang tight. 833-287-1037. Help Cameron out. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's been like the third year in a row my boyfriend got me the spa gift certificate for my birthday. And I'm just not much of a spa person. Just never been my thing.
Mm-hmm. 1 year I bought my kids bath bombs. You know, they're girls, they like bath bombs. Mm-hmm. Guess what? They didn't. They told me one time. Don't like it. Guess what? They never got again.
Yeah.
Bath bombs. Uh-huh. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Cameron is concerned because for the third year in a row, after telling him repeatedly she's not a spa person, he continues to buy her spa certificates for big events like her birthday. What is your take on this? 833-287-1037.
Shannon in Oceanside, help Cameron out. Should she love Mr. Forgetful or list him?
Honestly, spa packages are expensive. That's a major trope 3 years in a row.
I understand what you mean, but I don't think the price is very relevant to the point where she just doesn't want to go to a spa, and she made that very clear.
And it's a waste of money, though. It's just going to sit there.
I think that's her point. Why are you wasting money? I don't want this. 3 times in a row, I don't want this.
I'd be happy with the spa package myself.
Well, maybe if this doesn't work, we'll hit you up with the guy's number. Thanks, Shannon. Take care.
Jerry in North Park, what is your take? Is she overreacting, or do you think there's more to it that he doesn't listen enough to know that she doesn't like the spa packages?
I think that he just is one of those guys who just doesn't listen. And I have a partner who doesn't like anything I buy her. Nothing. I just started giving her cash.
Ah, that's what I said.
In her case, what I would do is like a month ahead, I would say, you know, my birthday's coming up. If you don't mind, I'll just text you a few things that I would really like.
That's a brilliant idea. My daughters do that. I get a detailed Christmas, birthday, good God, Arbor Day list of gift wish ideas from them so I don't screw up. You know what? I appreciate it. That's a good, a really good point.
Cindy in Spring Valley, go ahead.
He's a guy. So there it is there. But you know what? For me and my husband, it took him 13 years to finally get it right on my birthday.
Wow.
And what I had to do is tell him what I wanted and then tell him again and then tell him again and then get it for myself. And then whatever it is that he did bring for me, hey, re-gift it to somebody who does like the ball.
Boy, okay. We're getting painted in a really good picture here, aren't we, guys?
Well, I mean, it happens. You know, it's just that way. It doesn't mean that he's not a good guy.
Thank you for your call. Now back to Cameron. Cameron, you heard what our listeners have to say. What are you thinking?
I think I love him. I think what this has opened up is hearing everyone's opinions and whatnot. Like, I just need to have I need to sit down and have an actual conversation and maybe just make it clear that it's not just a gift card to me. It might be poking at something deeper, and then go from there.
Cameron, not to be passive aggressive.
But to be passive aggressive.
Maybe teach him a lesson by let's say he hates cauliflower. How about you make him a nice dinner of cauliflower?
Oh, my God.
And then he says, you know I hate cauliflower. You know what? I forgot.
Okay. No, you don't get passive aggressive.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe that's how you know. I don't know.
Or maybe he's...
Okay.
Or maybe Cameron,
that's
he's just...
option.
He's just one of these guys who just never... doesn't think about it like you do. Doesn't... And it's not because he doesn't love you. It's just who he is.
You know, it's a good point, Tammy. There are people, men and women, that have a real hard time getting gifts. Mm-hmm. It's just not their thing.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm not that good at it. Yeah. Frankly, I'm one of those guys. I'm so jealous of those who are great gifters.
You know, Cameron, you could just say, honey, just give me cash.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That way I know I'll buy something I really want.
Or I can guarantee you what will work. Right. Say, one more spa package and I'm holding out on you. Oh, I guarantee you. That'll change quickly.
All wonderful suggestions.
Except maybe not the cauliflower one.
Yeah. Cameron, I hope we've helped you out some.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Cameron, thank you. Good luck. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.